the evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
God bless you and welcome to the Lord's Voice. This week, a very important exhortation, edification from God's holy word, namely the mindset. And we will be looking in detail to the book of Galatians, where Paul exhorts a very clear warning to the Galatian church and every believer thereafter, including you and me. This is one of the most important concepts to understand, as the Lord Jesus Christ warned when the disciples asked him about the signs of his coming, when he would come back. And the first thing he said, make sure no man deceive you. Then Paul expounds upon that to the Galatians, who had already fallen for deception and missed the mark completely. Now, the Lord does not want you to miss the mark, and I am teaching to you today and exhorting, preaching God's word today as the Holy Spirit utters. This is the Lord's voice, and you shall be edified and blessed in hearing this. Mindsets. When the child of God has repented because of God's grace and faith coming on the person, the repentance, the goodness of God that leads to repentance. Repentance is a complete turning away. Now, also from the sinful thinking, not just the doing, but the thinking. And often before there is a deed, there is a thought, as you may well know and understand. Of course, before anything is natural, it is spiritual. There is first the spirit, and then there is the natural. Now, I speak to you also as a deliverance minister, one of the most sought after deliverance ministries, with an experience of 10 years, and only to God be the glory. But it has given me tremendous insight in the spiritual realm, and how the spirit manifests in the natural, and how and why some people are continually in bondage, having gone through everything they think or they thought would help and would normally help, but why is it not helping them? Or why is there an area where God's blessing is not flowing, whether it be freedom, whether it be prosperity, whether it be soundness of mind, whether it be experiencing the love of God, where it's experiencing the peace of the Holy Spirit, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Abraham's blessings are mine. Praise the Lord. You may have sung that song in church, and I have, but I believe and receive Abraham's blessings. I receive and believe and claim every blessing of the Word of God, because I ought to walk and live in the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I chose the blessing of the Lord. And of course, the enemy is out there to deceive, first of all, to deceive, and then if deception has succeeded, listen, if deception has succeeded, then he can steal, kill, and destroy. But he cannot steal, kill, and destroy if the deception hits the brick wall, or if the deception doesn't work, if the lie is not believed. The devil is a liar, and he's good at it. And all he does is wait for the person or the child of God to believe the lie. Once the lie is embraced, once the falseness is embraced, once the deception is adhered to or given into, even if it's by 1 degree or 1%, there is a legal right to attack, to steal, to kill, and destroy. It is time that everybody gets an understanding. Hallelujah. It is time that everybody begins to walk and move in the abundance that God has, so that the will of God, the power of God, can be displayed in a greater manner. If you don't have anything, you can do next to nothing. It's about time you start having everything that God ordained and empowered and predestined you to have. It's about time to have that freedom. It's about time to walk in that prosperity. It's about time that everybody does, and that the body of Christ begins to make an impact, as we ought to do, as the salt of the earth, giving it flavor, as the light of the world, bringing lightness to darkness. All these things cannot happen when a person is still to a degree deceived or in bondage or not completely moving in everything God has ordained. Now, what is Paul saying in the Galatians, or to the Galatians? Well, let's pick it up from chapter 3, verse 1, and then emphasize on verse 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you: received ye the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, by the works of the law? I mean, did you do something to receive the Holy Spirit? Did you work it out? Or did you work your way into it? Or did you manufacture it? Did you work and labor? What did you do? Well, the answer is, of course, you didn't do nothing, because you can't control God. God is sovereign. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Did you receive the Spirit by the hearing of faith? You did. Praise the Lord. And so did they. But now he asks the question, are you so foolish? Verse 3, are you so foolish, having begun in the Holy Spirit, in the Spirit, and are you now made perfect in the flesh? This is what the majority of Christians and well, throughout denominations do. They receive the gift of God without doing anything. All of a sudden they were saved by the hearing of faith, the gift of salvation. It's all spiritual. It's a spiritual experience. It's a spiritual rebirth. It's understanding that God is Spirit. His word is Spirit and life. Salvation is the gift of God. Repentance is the result of the goodness of God that leads to repentance. You receive this irresistible grace. You receive this gift of the Holy Spirit. You receive salvation as a gift from God, not by works. And now you carry on with doing works to finish it off, or to finish your salvation. Your salvation is finished. Your salvation is ongoing. I mean, it is eternal. You don't need to finish it off. You don't need to work it out. The Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. It starts with walking in the fear of the Lord. That's working out, but not as in works. This mistake does bring about a curse. It brings you back under the law. If you begin to have a mindset, or if you can analyze your own mindset, is it because of all your prayers? Is it because of all your church attendance? Is it because of all you do in night vigils? Is it because of all your effort? Is it because of that? Has nothing to do with salvation. Salvation is a gift that you have received from the Lord. You don't carry on doing works and putting yourself under the curse of the law, because now you have the spiritual gift, but now you've gone back in the flesh, and now you want to just work and do works of the flesh, in the flesh, unto God, yet not realizing you are now under the curse of the law. And Satan, therefore, has a legal right to attack. Still walking around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. This mindset is so dangerous. This mindset is a mindset that is rooted in the flesh. It is a sinful mindset. In fact, it's the old mindset. You now have the problem where the old mindset is carrying on in the born-again person. The spiritually resurrected person carrying on with an old mindset is one who's under the curse of the law. And the enemy has every right to attack, to steal, to kill, to destroy. Your mindset ought to be repented, therefore it ought to be changed completely and so drastic that it is a 100% faith-based mindset that understands and rests in the gift of God, that understands and rests in the peace of God, in the finished work on the cross. You didn't get saved. If you're saved, you didn't get saved because of all the things that you did. If that is how you think you got saved, then you're not saved at all, in fact, because salvation is a gift from God. The same writer here, Paul was not looking for salvation. Paul was not looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was persecuting, Saul was his name at the time, was persecuting the church of Jesus Christ. Paul was going around zealously doing the wrong thing, and then all of a sudden, God took over, stopped his life in the middle of the day, threw him off his horse, or his donkey, whatever he was riding at the time. He fell to the ground, lost his eyesight for 3 days. God forced salvation upon him. Of course, he received it. Praise the Lord. God predestined, foreordained for Saul to become Paul, for Saul to become the apostle. God knew when he was speaking through the prophets of the Old Testament that in the New Testament era there would be an apostle called Paul who would write 2/3 of the New Testament as the Holy Spirit would give him the words to write down. And that is what he did, and that's the words you're hearing, and it's a warning. Have you started in the Spirit? Are you now going to work it out in the flesh? Are you now going to finish it in the flesh? Is it now all about what you do? If that is you, then that is the reason the full blessing of the Lord cannot flow, because you're under the curse of the law. You can be partly under the curse of the law. That means you're under the curse of the law. That means the devil has a right to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't be like that. Be assured of your salvation. Saul became Paul. There was nothing he could do about it. He couldn't even resist it. He was forcefully removed from his daily business, and the Lord spoke to him, and he changed so dramatically that his name had to be changed, and that people wouldn't even believe in the beginning. I say it so often, this is what happens. This is a transformation. Now make sure the mind is transformed. Do not be entangled again to the bondage of fear or to the bondage of sinful thinking where you have to do everything now. You received a free gift of salvation from the Lord. You have to rest in that. You have to have faith in that. It is done. It is finished. It is accomplished. The Lord conquered. Hallelujah. But you want to do something. Yeah, do something. Do something by allowing the Holy Spirit to bring forth fruit that will be evident in an outworking. I don't want to use the word works, but an outworking of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Those are fruits, as a good tree beareth fruit. But you don't have to do any works to maintain the salvation that you received. You have to work out your salvation with fear and tremble. That is not doing works. That is having a faith-based mindset, knowing and rest in that Sabbath of the Lord. Rest in the fact and have assurance in your faith, your whole being rested and founded now on the very truth, obeying the truth that the Lord did everything he could and he accomplished and fulfilled everything. Hallelujah. Religion is the opposite. Religion and a religious mindset and a religious spirit will have you come under the curse of the law by making you believe the lie and the deception that you ought to do works. If you do the works that Paul warns about in Galatians chapter 3, you come under the curse of the law and you miss out on the blessing of the Lord. You become a very religious person. People think you are. Other religious people will take you in high esteem because you're so religious, you're doing so many things. It's all about you, what you do, and look at what I do, and what I do for the Lord, and what I do, and I do this, and I do that, and I pray 50 times a day, and I work up every night. I get up every Friday for night vigil. I don't sleep at all. Look what I do. How great am I? No, how foolish art thou, Galatian? You're a foolish Galatian. You're a hypocritical Pharisee if you do all that. Jesus said, this is how we ought to pray. Don't stand around like the Pharisees and brag of how you do. You religious people. You are under the curse of the law. Don't you be like that. Rest. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Have the blessed assurance. And rest in the blessed assurance. Have the peace. Resist any lie, any evil, any deception. Make sure no man deceives you. Salvation. It's so beautiful because you can't do anything about it. It is supernatural. Salvation is an act of God. It's a supernatural act from the unfathomable God. The Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody can fathom it. When you receive it, just rejoice forever. Rejoice. Rejoice every day. Rejoice. Worship. If you want to do something, worship, but let it be from the Spirit. Again, don't do the worship as a works of the flesh, because you will surely be under the curse of the law. And also, that means that the devil has the right to steal, kill, and destroy everything. God wants you to walk in that abundance. Be blessed. Hallelujah. I know this is going to touch some people, and some people is going to analyze and said, hold on a minute. You mean I can just relax? Are you saying that I could just leave all this religious stuff and just relax and be happy, born again of the Spirit, child of God, without an obligation to constantly having to work works and labor works? Yes, that's exactly what the Bible is saying. And that's exactly what the Lord is warning through Paul, who had this wonderful experience. Well, but Paul worked. Yeah, Paul worked. He was a tent maker. Yeah, but Paul worked and preached. Yes. And the preaching was not unto salvation. He was saved. He's happy about being saved. The preaching was the fruit of the ministry of the Holy Spirit as an outward fruit of the Holy Spirit within. And that's not works. That is bearing fruit unto eternal life. That is bearing fruit outwardly because of the inward Holy Spirit. Be it preaching, be it edifying, be it teaching, be it counseling, be it pastoring, be it witnessing, be it spreading the word of God, witnessing, getting the word of God out, partnering with the evangelists, get the word out everywhere and anywhere. But don't get into the trap, or if you are in the trap, get out of the trap. Get out of the trap and resist the devil, resist the lies, resist the deception, resist the religious lies and deception. Resist it. Resist it. See, one has to realize and be made reminded of that when the Lord Jesus Christ came in the flesh, when God came in the flesh, that's not when religion started. Religion was already there. Religious people were the ones that demanded for the crucifixion. Religious people were the greatest enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same religious people he rebukes in Matthew chapter 6 when he teaches us how to pray. And as I previously dealt with, the seeking of the kingdom of God and his righteousness and what the word seeking mean, that was episode 3, becoming and obtaining everything God has gifted you to be and have. That is the title of episode 3. And that one is one not to be missed, because it hooks into with this one. Because if you're missing out on that, becoming and obtaining everything that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, has gifted you to be and to have, I can't stress enough, greater works than I shall you do, said the Lord. You got to have everything that God has gifted you to have and to be. If you are trapped or have been deceived by coming under the curse of the law, that is where the blessings and the gifts, where everything is leaking out, where it gets stolen, killed, and destroyed by the devil. Now you have the answer. There are so many people out there. There are so many people out there that have gone like the Galatians. They've started in the spirit, and now they're completely in the flesh, and they're doing the works of the flesh. It's all in the flesh, or their mindset is of the flesh, and they still believe the lie, and they don't obey the truth, therefore. They believe the lie that, well, yeah, but they're praying, and they're fasting, and they're doing this, and they're doing that, and they're doing that, and they're doing that. Well, that is the proof that their mindset is completely fear-based and sinful. It's not fear, it's not faith-based. Yeah, but I do. There you go. That's wrong. It's not about what you do. It's about what Jesus did. Yes, praise the Lord. Me doing this broadcast is just a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's not me getting all stressed up and I have to do this or I have to work, because I rest in the Sabbath of the Lord. I keep the Lord's Sabbath. Every single day I keep the Sabbath because I am resting in the Lord's mercy, grace, His salvation, everything He has already done for me. I'm resting in that. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to be religious and I'm not going to fall for that trap. I am resting. I'm obeying the Sabbath, the real New Testament Sabbath, which is the rest of the Lord Jesus Christ that He provided for the born again believers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Get out from the trap. It's not about what you do. The only things that you should do should be the fruits, and that should come from the Holy Spirit. It is God-led. It is Spirit-led. It comes naturally. It comes without effort. It just led by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit alone. Praise the Lord, somebody. The Lord's voice is what you needed to hear. I want you to come out. The Lord wants you to come out of that mindset. Get out of that mindset right now. Get out. Analyze yourself. Be truth to yourself. Be truth to yourself. How about your salvation? Are you sure about your salvation? Are you sure about your salvation? Are you still saved in your own belief mindset that if you wasn't praying for 3 days, for example, for 4 days, for whatever reason, you wasn't be praying for 4 days? Would in your mindset, in your belief system, would you not have lost your salvation? Would you have damaged your salvation? Or is the salvation absolute? It is a given. It is a given. Yeah, it is a given. And it's a gift from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not telling you not to pray. But I'm telling if you pray, let it be Spirit-led. And don't be praying like the Pharisees. Don't let it be a works. Don't let it be the flesh. Because the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for you. Pray in the Spirit and build yourself in the most holy faith, James said. And the Lord teaches us how to pray in Matthew 6. And that is a daily prayer. And it is led by the Holy Spirit. Give us this day our daily bread. That's a daily prayer. I've mentioned this many times before. But let it be of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Don't do works. Do not get under the curse of the law. The Lord's voice is here to set you free. Praise the Lord. Knowledge is what you need. The Lord said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. That's why I was teaching today from Galatians chapter 3. Uttering the warning that came from Paul, the apostle, who had this evident experience of salvation. Paul was arrested, if you'd like, by the Holy Ghost and the power of God, and became the greatest apostle. God is in charge. Everything comes from God. Hallelujah. We are not God. We are children of God. Those that are born again of the Holy Spirit. And we receive from the Lord. You that are born again, you have received the gift, eternal gift of salvation. Rest. Be still and know that I am the Lord, says the Lord to you. Be still and know that I am the Lord, says the Lord to you. Blessed assurance. Have your thinking founded upon the truth that the Lord placed you in the Father's hand and nobody can snatch you out of it. No, not Satan. No, not anybody. Not anything. Be at ease and rest, hallelujah, in that assurance. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit will lead in fullness and will cause automatically fruit, for you to bear fruit. Hallelujah. I'll leave it right there, and I'll soon see you on the next broadcast. Remember, help to get this word of God out, and help me to get the gospel of the kingdom of God out. We must do this together, the Great Commission. So continually support, and if you haven't done yet, just become a partner to our wonderful outreach ministry, and you partake of the Great Commission. We are doing it together. Let's get the gospel of the kingdom of God preached in all the world, in every nation, for a witness. Hallelujah. So go to the website, pastorvincent.com, or click the link below the video and sign up to be a partner. Just click. Very easy. But eternally blessed you shall surely be. This word, the gospel, must be preached. It must be done. But we do that together as an outworking of the Holy Spirit's fruit, the body of Christ together, the born again of His Spirit coming together, led by the same Holy Spirit, doing that what the angels cannot do, but that what we are commissioned to do, as we are resting in His wonderful grace. God bless you.